And what?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shoot. Come on, go. I'm sorry, sweetie. It's not going. I hate this thing. Due to technical difficulties with blog, sometimes it doesn't go. I'm so sorry. I hit it more than once. I did hit it. It's circling, Frank.
Well,
it means it's going.
Maybe they're disabled.
Yeah.
They can't move fast.
That's,
you
know, right. It's the
and,
freaking thing is circling.
Medicaid didn't buy the wheelchair, the idiot.
Hold on. So
they can't
maybe
move.
Maybe too low. Maybe too low. Hold on. I'm going to stop it, and I'm going to do it again. Son of a gun. It's not going. It shows that it's going, Frank, but it's not going. Do you believe that?
What a fiasco that is.
I know. It's horrible. It's been doing this every
well,
time.
Well, now you see, folks, what we have to go through because
yeah.
the agencies won't get us the equipment.
The
you
right
see
equipment.
What it is? Now, I'll tell you what it is. The agencies
yeah.
don't want this show on the air.
That's right.
That's what it is.
It's running in a circle, Frank. It means that it's running, but it's not audible. Why is it doing that? That's weird.
Well, hook it the other way. Maybe it'll run opposite way.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Maybe it'll
I'm
run
thinking.
Out.
I've been refreshing the screen like crazy. Not doing it. I swear this is crazy. It's running it, Frank.
There it is.
I told you it was running it. Hope it doesn't.
Turn it up
a
little
bit. I did. That was my ear. Is that good?
Be rich. Filthy rich. And I don't know about you, but I'm still going to take a bath. Never mind that. Of course you're going to take a bath. But we're going to have a much bigger bathtub. You know, I saw it in a movie magazine. One of these movie stars. The bathtub was as big as a swimming pool. Bigger than the swimming pool. What do you do if you lose the soap in there? Boy, do you slip out. Now listen, you know this chemistry set idea was a good idea. Glad I thought of that. Well, what do you mean you thought of it? It was from my past. When I studied chemistry in school. Well, nevertheless, I've got the formula. Formula? What did you do, Ollie? I invented a potion that if you take it twice a day, you will never die. Well, now, wait a minute. You mean never? Now, wait a minute. How do you know it works? Well, I've been experimenting. See, I had a couple of beautiful plants, and they were supposed to die, and they're still living. Plants? Well, what about people? Well, you see, the molecular operation of the plant is very similar to to that of a person. So if you give this formula to the plant and the plant doesn't die and it lives, keeps living forever and ever and ever, then the molecular makeup of the person is the same one. The only thing is you can't use it with digital. You can't use it with what's his name is not gonna like that, you know. Well, I don't care what he likes. Now listen. Well, you know, I tell you, a lot of people are gonna hate you for this. What do you mean? Well, first of all, you got the funeral parlors. They're gonna hate you. Then you got the cemeteries. Then the hospitals and all the doctors
and
the nursing homes and the doctors are gonna come after you like crazy. You won't be able to eat or sleep or walk down the street. What do you mean? They'll all be happy if people don't die. How can you be miserable if you don't die? Well, because they make a lot of money and they count on people dying, don't you see? Well, listen. Now, you take some of this twice a day. It tastes like peppermint. Oh, peppermint? I always love peppermint patties, you know. Yeah, well, you take this twice a day, and you'll never die. Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm not going to die? But I don't want to live forever. I can't stand it. I'm so crazy. What do you mean you don't want to live forever? Well, because I'll never get rid of my ex-wife. Will you cut that out? Now, we've got to go down and get a license for this formula so nobody can steal it.
Right.
Come on. Put your coat on. Let's go. Oh, yes. May I help you? Well, yeah, we want a license. Oh, a license? Door number 4 down the hall. Door number 4 down the hall. All right. Hey, look, Ollie. Look what it says. Licensing for all kinds of degradation. What does that mean? Well, that means when you're a big scientist and you've got a formula and they respect you.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want? What do I want? I want a license for my formula. Formula? What is that stuff? It looks horrible. Well, it's stuff that you take and you never die. What? Do you want a license or don't you? Well, yes, of course. He wants a license. We want a license. All right. I tell you, I should have stayed home today. All right. Make out this form. Oh, let's see. How long do you know one another? Too long. Wait a minute. Give me that. Is the applicant of good standing? The applicant is a no good bum. It doesn't work. Will you get? Don't listen to him. Here you are. Oh, you better sign on the dotted line. The two of you. All right. Now it's $1 for the license. $1. Have you got $1, Stanley? Well, I haven't got $1. I spent my last dollar taking my wife out to dinner. And she wound up eating a lot more than $1's worth, too. So I owe the fella $2. Well, come on. Well, now, wait a minute. No, pardon me, sir. May I borrow $1 from you? Oh, sure. You want $1? Here you are. Give the man $1. Go ahead. Oh, thank you very much, sir. That'll be $3 interest. $3? Wait a minute, I only borrowed a dollar from you. Oh, yeah, but I got to make a living, you know what I mean? So, $3 interest. Well, you better see him when he gets paid on payday. Oh, when is that? When he gets a job. All right, here's your license. And here's your dollar. Well, congratulations. You are now man and wife. What are you talking? Oh, no, look what it says, Ollie.
We're married.
A marriage license. We went in the wrong door, but it's four. 4A and 4B. This is 4A. A marriage license. You mean, you mean I'm married to him? And he's married to you. Now get out of here. Don't give me that stuff anymore, because now I want to die. Another fine mess you've gotten me into.
We got them married to each other now.
All right, in a sight, parties around the world. We got the trash news coming up.
Yeah.
Here on In a Sight, new feature, newsreel. The duck will be here.
Oh, I hear.
The duck who went to visit the cats.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The duck went to visit the cats this week, and it was a big fiasco over there.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
And let's see. We got coming up. We got Louie will be around later, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw him on the board. When you have time, you can pick him up. Okay.
Oh, well, he's early. And then we got, what else we got? Oh, we're going to have a little Red Fox.
Yep.
You know,
the old
Stamford and Son. Some of that. And, we got a great song. By the way, this show is dedicated to the honor of Joe Arion. And I want to thank, special thanks to... All the people who work at Picaro's, Jessica, manager, Tommy and Joe, the owners, and two Michelles who worked there, two women named Michelle. Beautiful people. I had a great conversation with Jessica last night. They're very excited about this honor,
yes,
Joe,
are.
You know. They really are. I mean, it's so wonderful, and... we're going to have a band.
I want to say something, Frank. I know you probably will 1,000% agree with me. I would rather have Joe back than have,
of course.
On the foot. But
every time I got to work on this thing, I get sad.
Me too.
You know, because he's not there. You know.
Yeah.
But I know that he'd want us to continue.
I know.
You know, doing it.
Yeah.
So, we got some good friends over there, and then they're going to go all out. They're going to put something up on the website, on the Facebook, you know, and try to make it as big and beautiful as possible. And I'm going to get the link from G. Brian Benson with the book, and then we can call the flyer into Silo. All right, In a Sight around the world. You want to call in 213-816-1650 here on the Follies Friday night on the Frolics. Brought to you by the Big East, thekeytorescue.org. Rawr, little bear. And, you know, you want a great dog, consider the Akita. Adopt the Akita. Tomorrow is adoption day at Big East. So,
yeah. Really?
You know,
that's
you make
cool.
an appointment. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond. Akita lady over there. All right, around the world we go with the frolics. All the beautiful children are coming up on the anniversary of Corey's death.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a special on that and honor him. Joe had a lot to say about Corey, Joe Arion.
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know, and
always.
He was... We'll go into it more, but he called up the police chief in Yonkers and complained, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Complained that they didn't do enough, which we know they didn't.
I know. Yeah, but the thing that was so sad is that they just continued their own thing, and I was really upset about that. They never did what... Never investigated anything further. Then when I called Child Protective Services, and I filed an official complaint about the ligatures on Corey's neck, you know, and the findings, and it was like, then they came into the picture and said, we can't discuss the case with you, but we will investigate it for sure. That's what they said to me. And they did. And they said,
how do you know they
well, we
did?
Found, well, they sent the letter back to me. And they said, we found that the complaints, you know, were not, it was accidental and not intentional, which I think it was intentional and not accidental, but that's just like the point, you know?
No, they're not experts in pathology.
No, they're not.
They're social workers.
Yeah, but they said, you know, the thing that bothers me is that, you know, the pathologist said it was definitely, you know.
Well, that was his opinion.
What we're saying.
You know,
yeah.
But the whole thing was handled wrong by the attorneys and everything.
Yeah.
That's what was going
yep,
on.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll talk about that on the anniversary.
Yep.
In a sight around the world, the beautiful children, Corey and Avante, and watch out for them. Take care of all the beautiful children, especially if a child is disabled. They need a little extra help, maybe. All right. Around the world, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we thank them for their support. We thank them for offering to donate the flyer for Joe's honoring Joe on May 21st at Beccaro's 5-9. So keep that date open. We'd love to have you come down to
Massapequa
Park, wants to New
come
York.
Down, they can and donate and do whatever they like and enjoy themselves with us and become part of our site. You're welcome.
They may eat whatever they like in the place.
Yeah. You can, and they also have, we have appetizers, and we also have a band that's there, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have a live band, and whatever food you order other than what Beccaro's donates, you know, you have to pay for, so.
Yeah, but that's not going to be really, really expensive, because they, you know, I feel that whenever Joe went over there, he said it was fairly, you know, it was average for, you know, that particular type of grill and bar. It was nice, you know. He was telling me, and it was good food. I mean, he got a good amount, so that if you wanted something the next day, you could have it the next day. It was really good.
Yeah, he praised them a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the food was excellent, he said. You know?
I'm going to go over there in a couple of weeks. They invited me to go over there and eat, so
I'll come with you.
I'm
going to
go over there and see what the place is like.
You want me
like,
to come
you
with
know?
You?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to go for the first time myself, you know.
Oh, all right.
But anyway,
I would love to go with you.
It's May 21st, 5 to 9 at Vaccaro's, and we'll have some of our literature over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking about Joe's dream and Inner Sight and all that. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Touro Law Center, 631-761-7000 if you need a lawyer. And if you need a civil rights lawyer, we got Baja Mundi, Jim. 516-783-9663.
Yeah.
On, wait, did I get that number right? 516-783-9662, I believe it is.
That's it.
All right. All right.
783-9662. Yep.
783-9662 on a 516.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct.
Baja Mundi, civil rights lawyer. Let's see, what else we got? Nobody Starves on Long Island with my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085 if you need dog food, cat food, or medical help for your animal. Give Gary a call. All right. Good guy over there. And Inner Sight and my buddy Mr. Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy, Islip, New York. Looking to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some information. You can call Mr. Kennedy. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. 631-888-1186.
Yep, yep.
Mr. Kennedy. And a couple of our friends, SuttonInsurance.com and the Good Mojo Printers. If you need some printing, Good Mojo does a great job. Oh, their number is 631-666-1010.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Around the world. Inner Sight with the Frolics. And how about the Able News?
All right.
Sure.
ABLE is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
And don't forget to sign our petition, change.org.
Mm-hmm.
Can you... survey the petition.
My eye is really going. Nah. Well,
don't
go.
Shoot your eye out. Be careful.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's see what I got here.
While you're looking up the petition, we'll do the Inner Sight newsreel.
Okay.
The trash news from Inner Sight with your reporter. Frankenstein Feroli.
Frankenstein. Okay.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong reporter. He's off. Frankenstein Frankfurter is on.
No.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Frankenstein Frankfurter, and good evening, everyone. This is the Inner Sight Trash News. And did you hear about the guy who made believe he was disabled? See? And he had the wheelchair out there. And he was, just collecting money. And at the end of the day, two guys caught him, you see.
Uh-oh.
Right there on the street on Fifth Avenue. You know, they got a lot of money over there. Fifth Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And they caught him. He got up out of the wheelchair, put the wheelchair in the back of the car, and ran down the block and got some food and ran back. And they caught him, and he got in the car, and they grabbed the hold of him, and they beat the hell out of him. They beat him up. They took his money.
Yeah.
You know? Well, this happened in Texas, by the way. They took they took his money. They beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
You know, how dare you make believe you're disabled, you know? And
right.
Somebody called the cops, and sheriff came up and says, I reckon this feller deserved it. Now, you two just get on home and your mother's probably worried about you. Now, just don't you worry about it. I'll take care of this fella. And he beat him up and handcuffed him and took him to jail.
Oh, man.
And that's a true story, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
I
the,
bet you your
inner
mother
sight,
told you that one.
Yeah. The inner sight trash news. Did you hear about the woman who went to the guide dog school and trained for 3 weeks and wouldn't give her the dog?
Yes.
Well, that was a disaster. Yeah.
That is a disaster.
And the dog... The dog rebelled. First time in history that a guide dog rebelled. Turned around, bit the ass of the trainer, and ran up to the office, broke down the door, and attacked the director of a school.
Oh, that's
authorities
right.
said they had to tranquilize the dog. Now that's a bunch of trashy news right there. I wish I was there. I would have killed some bitch. What? Excuse me, folks. Not the dog, the director. All right. Let's see. We got one more item out of Burbank, California. Yeah, yes, sir. That's it, Burbank. A fellow was trying to get a present for his girlfriend. You know, following, he's got a walking device. What do they call those devices you walk with?
A walker?
One of those, yeah, but one of those fancy walkers, you know.
A roller?
The digital, that's it.
A digital?
Digital
There's
walker.
No freaking digital walker.
Well, this fella had a digital walker. He got it from the blind spick. I mean the...
That's funny.
Who wrote that?
All right, continue.
So this fella went over to the store to get his girlfriend, you know, Valentine's Day. We're a little late on that, but better late than never. This is
that's
Frankenstein
right.
Frankfurter. And he went over there and to get the present for his girlfriend, a box of candy, you know, and he couldn't get into place. It was all big steps and barriers and the wall, and then the fella said, "Well, was Mr. Trump here yet?" You know, the wall was there, the big wall there. And the fella said, "No, we wouldn't, Mr. Trump was never here. But where'd you get that wall? I gotta get in there and pick out my girlfriend's candy." So he couldn't get in, and he called the police department, see? And they came down there and they said, "Well, you gotta get rid of that wall. That
right?
wall is illegal." See?
Wow.
So they had to tear down part of the wall and let them in right there on the scene. They called out the National Guard. That'll be the day they do that for a disabled person.
Right?
Yeah. National Guard.
National
called them
Guard,
out.
Eh?
And
National
they Hoyer lifted
Guard.
Him right in there, and he got his candy, and they got
Guard.
Rid of the wall.
Yeah, National Guard.
All right, in a sight. Trash news.
Yep.
This is your reporter, Frankenstein Frankfurter.
Frankenstein Frankfurter.
Till next time.
Yeah.
Oh, we had one more story. But,
yeah. All right, now.
Oh, did you find a petition?
Yeah, I did. It went up one signer.
Oh, what is it? 76,000? 43.
Yep.
All right, so it's working.
Yeah, I told you it's up there.
Well, what happened to the other 22 names? It was 76,000.
No, what happened was the two petitions were added together, and that's what it displayed, and my stupid eyes wouldn't be able to see it so easily.
Oh, all right.
That's why.
Okay. All right, so don't forget to sign the petition license to schools, you know.
Yeah.
So
we need to change the petition for it to say that right in the beginning. License the schools. I really want to say it that way.
Yeah, well, we got to get somebody to write it in there. You can't even see it.
I can't even see right now, no.
No, your fault.
No, my eyes are getting worse.
All right. Give me a little Red Fox music.
If I could see it. I got it. Oh, shoot. Wait a minute. Where is it? Ah, here it is. Wait a second, Serena. Wait a second. All right, here it comes.
Here
it is.
What you got there? Oh, I found this in a dump. It's the rifle from the Civil War, Pop. Civil War? Yeah, it should be worth some money. Let me see that. These old guns, I bet you can't even shoot. Of course they can't shoot. It's too old, Pop. Ain't nobody going to want to shoot that. They might want to buy it and put it up on their wall and brag about it. Yeah, well, you ain't going to get no black people to brag about that. Got to be somebody white. What are you talking about? Well, black people were treated bad in the Civil War, even as soldiers. Now, wait a minute. Let me see if I can aim it.
Will you stop? What are you doing?
Well, let's see. I'm gonna shoot it out the window.
Don't shoot that thing.
Well, you said it don't work. Well, but.
Oh no! Oh no! Went off. And the gun went off, son. It slipped out of my hand and it went off. Oh no! It's the big one. Oh. Yeah.
Who'd you hit?
And it went right in Goldstein's window too. Goldstein's window. Oh no. Yeah.
Who did he hit?
And wait a minute. Is Goldstein home? I don't know, Pop. But we gotta call the police. No. Call the police to come over here. You get this gun, they're going to give me a forensic. A what? Forensic, you know, I saw that on Perry Mason. They take the gun and they wipe it all over and they check out your fingerprints. And if the forensic says your fingerprints is on there, you get the electric chair. Oh, no. I don't want no electric chair. I take the plain chair, not the electric chair. I gotta find out, Pop, if Goldstein is all right. Or what are you gonna do? I'm gonna go over there and knock on his door. Oh, no. Oh, Goldstein, please be all right. Be all right, Goldstein. Yeah. Mr. Goldstein, you in there? Hello, Mr. Goldstein. What happened, son? Did you knock on the door? Yeah, Pop. What did he say? He didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing? Oh, no, that's it. I'm going to have to spend the rest of my days in San Quentin with all them weirdos. Oh, no. Hey, look here, son. Don't forget to come and visit me in San Quentin. Will you stop that? This is serious, Pop. What are we going to do? Well, I don't know. You think maybe Goldstein wasn't even home. I don't know. His car's not there. His truck's not there. Oh, no. Wait a minute. His bicycle is there. You know Goldstein, he don't go no place without his bike. Well, what does that mean? That means he's got to be in the apartment. Oh, no, he's in the apartment. He's lying there. He's lying there, bleeding to death. Break down the door, son. I can't break down the door. They'll get me for breaking an entry. Especially we got this gun here. That's the evidence. And you shot Goldstein. I didn't shoot Goldstein. Nah. Who's that? Who's knocking on the door? I don't know, Pop. Fred? It's me, Mr. Goldstein. Let me in. Goldstein! Oh, it's Goldstein! Goldstein! Hey, man, come on in, Mr. Goldstein. Sit down, sit down. You want something to eat? What do you want? Anything you want.
What's going on here? What is it, the Jewish Revolution?
Yeah. Hey, look here, Goldstein. I want you to help me. I want you to take me to the rabbi because I'm gonna become Jewish. Seeing you there, seeing you today, it made me realize that that's the true religion.
You want to be Jewish? What's the matter? You haven't got enough trouble.
Oh, look here, Goldstein. I'm so glad you're alive.
Well, of course I'm alive. I'm gonna go see my nephew in Sacramento. He finally invited me after 20 years.
Oh, no. 20 years. Mr. Goldstein, you don't know how glad we are to see you.
Well, why is that? Usually I come in here, he's grumpy, he don't want to talk to me. He sits there and he don't say nothing. What happened?
Well, you see, well, should I tell him, Lamont? Go ahead and tell him. We see Lamont brought home this gun. See, and it was an old gun. And I didn't know if it worked. And it went over and aimed at the window. And it went off. Went off? Oh, that's why I got a hole in the window now. Who's going to pay for that? Don't worry, Mr. Goldstein. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to fix it.
I never heard such a story in my life. All right, in sight, frolic around the world. Oh, did you hear about the guy in the library who freaked out?
Yeah. No. What did he do?
Oh, it was a big fiasco in the library a few months ago. This guy freaked out because he was trying to explain something to the librarian, and they didn't understand it, see? And he, you know, this guy was a little weird, but he was, intelligent, but kind of weird. And he says, well, what's the matter with you people? Don't you understand what I'm talking about? You know, I mean, what are you, stupid? I'm talking about a simple thing, you know, and you don't understand. I told you three, four times already.
You know, how many times do I have to tell you the same thing? I go to this place to help people. See, I help the homeless. You know, I go down and I volunteer for the homeless to help people. Now, don't you understand? Well, where do you go, Steve? What do you mean, where do I? What difference does it make where do I go? You people, you're so stupid. You don't understand nothing. You know what? I don't want to get vulgar, but... I can't repeat what he said to the librarian. And the librarian goes, oh, my God. Such language. That's terrible. What he just said to me.
The duck loves it. I heard her.
And the duck was quacking all the time.
Yeah,
in the library.
I know.
All right. Inner sight. Wait, is Louis on the line?
Oh, let me see. Hang on. He was on the line, but I think he hopped off. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, man, I hate when this happens.
While you're looking.
Place. Yes, Louis is waiting.
We're on television. Hold on. We're on television. 8 o'clock, Tuesday night, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 11 o'clock, and our show should be back on this week on Manhattan. I hope it is.
Yeah.
1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. We have the famous Louis the Lip on your site.
Right.
Live, right here.
And here he comes. Oh, I hate this thing.
All
I
right.
Hope he came through. Louis?
There he is.
I hope so. Louis?
What? Effing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing, that's
hey,
it.
Hey, Louis.
There he is.
Hi, how you doing? Having a little mechanical difficulties here.
Oh, that's a pain in the neck. I try to get it working.
Yeah, I got it.
This
is Hello,
the Inner Sight Frolics.
Oh, I know this is a Frolics, but this is Louis the Lip talking on the ringy,
that's
ringy, Rudy.
Louis the Lip.
Louis
hey,
Louis.
Talk
you
to
don't,
me.
You don't wear any lipstick, do you?
Nah. I'm lipstick. I don't have no lipstick right now.
No, lipstick.
I don't wear none of that stuff.
Why would you wear that?
I don't have it right now.
Well, the other day, I got a funny story. I'll tell it later. But yeah, how you doing, Lou? What have you been doing lately? You staying out of trouble?
Yes, I'm staying
no.
out of trouble.
No.
I heard on the 21st of May you're having that honoring Joe Arion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope you guys can come.
That'd be awesome.
Where's it located?
Massapequa
Park.
Massapequa Park?
Yeah.
Think it's Southern. It was on Sunrise Highway or the other street?
Park Boulevard.
Park Boulevard off of Sunrise Highway.
Yeah, I think it's how to take Sunrise Highway, or I could take Southern State Parkway.
Yeah, and then get on to Sunrise Highway, and then it's off of Sunrise Highway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's exit 29 on the Sunrise Highway, Southern State Parkway.
I don't know the exact exit because I'm not driving at the moment.
Well, you can
or have
call
the map
them
in front of me. But.
We'll
I would say
the carpet ride will get you there.
The what? I didn't
the magic carpet ride will get you there.
Yeah,
the magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
All right. May 21st, right. 5 to 9.
Yeah.
Going down.
No Italian food over there.
Yeah,
there
they got plenty of Italian food.
Oh,
over
plenty
there.
Of Italian food.
Oh, that's making me hungry. Every time I go to a restaurant, that make everybody hungry. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
the
really
duck will
all
be there,
Italian,
too.
That food. It's very good food, too.
The duck
yeah,
is selling selling her stuff, handmade stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
No,
I mean, I'm telling you, it's really good Italian food, too, so get, leave your belly empty.
You don't like to look at it upset stomach, I'm sure.
Yeah. Drink a nice glass of red wine over there.
I'm gonna have a little sangria too.
I don't know if they have sangria, but they might, but they got good red wine, Italian wine over there. Beccaro's.
Yeah, because
get up and do a few imitations. You know.
I'm too shy to go on the microphone, you know.
Yeah, maybe you can get up and do a little Dean Martin, you know, and all that stuff. Wait a minute, let Louis talk.
No, I said, Lou?
I'll put myself on pause and let Suzanne Sassani talk.
Yeah. Well, you show him you can do Dean Martin when he drank.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be good.
Maybe Jake LaMotta, the boxing guy. Tell a few jokes.
Oh, yeah. Remember him? What's the name played him?
Robert,
De Niro.
Robert De Niro,
yeah,
that's right.
De Niro played him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a place down in Soho. Yeah, he's friends with Pat Cooper.
Pat. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean Pat Cooper or something? Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Hey Louie, you got a good song for us?
Suzanne, I'm too shy to sing a little Dean Martin competition or Pat Cooper or a little song.
Why not? You sing well.
I forgot the verse.
You didn't get something, you know, off the internet that has the words and practice a little.
Forgot the words. What song is it?
When you're a restless sky a big piece of pie as a morning.
Well, that's a good one. You could take that off the internet.
That's easy.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
You're
good
at it. Don't worry.
Put up
that's a more on the internet and you'll find so many.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to get the right voice.
Like a bigger piece of pie. That's some more.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear you got a good pretty voice. Pretty voice through the phone, Suzanne.
Just a speaking voice, not a singing voice. I used to have a good singing voice. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not because I'm breathy when I talk and I sing. It's because of my breathing. I really came to that conclusion now. You know?
Yeah.
I used
hey,
to
Frank,
be better.
I had KFC the other night.
You did what?
Very salty.
Not only that, I had two chicken, crispy chicken, and potato, and gravy.
Oh, my God, how salty.
Oh.
And biscuit.
Be careful.
I wouldn't eat over there.
I finished it up a long time ago.
Exactly.
Huh?
It's very salty. Very, very, very salty.
Yeah, because they don't want it to go bad. They preserve it.
Yeah.
With sodium.
A lot of sodium.
I also like Popeye's chicken.
Oh, my God. All that salt, man.
Popeye?
It's chicken.
I thought Popeye was a spinach man.
Yeah, that's Louisiana chicken.
Yeah. All right, well, eat some fish.
Yeah, I like fish.
Not me.
Fish
you
is better
like
for
fish?
You.
I like fish. I like fish sticks with tartar sauce.
Oh, you know fish sticks. I don't like fish sticks.
They're good. I add them sometimes.
Fish sticks? Mm, all right. Once in a while, it's they have to be certain fish sticks, though. For real.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Who's I just call up in a site. It says 8:30. I think it's last week or 2 weeks ago. I've been waiting since 8:30, and then approaching 9 o'clock, and I have no time. Your show is running out of time at 9 o'clock, and then you hold up on Louis Rivera. And I heard
no,
the
we said
through the
sorry.
Phone.
We said
what?
Sorry. We said sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
actually
had a
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said sorry.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So give us a little song before you go. Come on. What are you going to
okay.
sing?
Yeah. We're waiting.
Okay.
Give us
my love. All right, I'll do something else. I'll sing I Left My Heart.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
That's not bad.
On a hill, recalling me. These little cable cars. My halfway to the start. They are fine. Made to the sangria. I don't care. We always there in Brentwood, Long Island.
It's got some of those words.
And on the hills and summer scenes. When I come home to you, Brentwood, Long Island.
There you go.
You're going to sun. Have some sangria for me.
There you go.
All right. Get him
nice.
Out of here.
Yeah. All right, Louie. Have
thanks,
a good
Lou.
Weekend, okay? Give me
I
a moment.
And Perino, this is Louis Rivera and Frank Perino, Susan Taurasi Ferrero. I love you.
We love you, too. And I'm going to let you listen, okay? All right.
Okay.
Later. All right.
Okay, love
weekend.
You guys.
We love you, too.
Bye. All right, around the world, in a site. By the way, we have any other callers?
I'm just somebody listening, and that's Anthony. Uh-oh. So it's okay. He didn't put
in
a question mark to say. Oh, wait, hold on, did he? Hold on. He wants to talk now. Okay.
All right.
Let's,
we
have a listener.
Another call on the Inner Sight Live, and when you do call in, keep it clean and turn down your radio, television, and all that stuff.
Yes,
hello.
He wants to talk now. Here he comes. Come on. I hate the board. I hate the board sometimes. There it is. Okay, here he is.
Hi,
hello.
Frank. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Anthony.
I'm okay. How's everything? I have a question. It's slightly off the topic. I was curious. When you complained to the commissioner's office about them not being responsive to that situation that you talked about, that Corey Johnson situation, how did they respond? What did they do? What did they say?
Wait a minute. What was that about? You got to refresh my memory.
Not the Avante Aquendo. The other kid.
Oh,
whose
Corey.
Name you mentioned.
Corey, yeah. Oh, God,
yeah.
That was a mess.
They
just
made an excuse. They said it was an accident.
Yeah, they said it was an accident, and it really wasn't.
They didn't say much
you know
of
why?
Anything.
Uh-huh.
You want to know why?
No. Why?
Covered it over.
They had the poor kid had these like marks all over his neck as if somebody was strangling him. So that's not an accident. By all means, you don't strangle somebody and it's an accident. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They knew that Corey had a bad heart. It was in the record.
Yeah. They knew it too. He had a bad heart and he had like abnormal rhythm in his heart. They should not have been on top of the kid to begin with. And the kid was not going crazy to begin with in the video. We saw clips of the video, and we've had the thanks to his mother, we got all of the information that he was not, you know, being resisting. He wasn't resisting at all.
Yes,
the only thing
no
he did was throw a 3-point shot that deflected off the rim and hit somebody in the, one of the staffers in the head, and that was the response that he got. He died. That was the response.
Yeah.
And nobody, while they were doing CPR and they stopped doing CPR, he was alive. He was still alive while they were doing CPR and they stopped doing CPR. That
That's
was
crazy.
Blatantly killing him. Blatantly.
Yeah, I couldn't really hear what you were saying too well, so I couldn't follow it up. But I know you said that you called the police commissioner's office and you complained that they didn't do a proper investigation. And I suppose that they, you know, made an excuse that, you know, they believe that the investigation was done properly. But I feel, you know, a lot of things aren't handled properly, like what's that guy's name, Eric Garner situation. I think that was unfair too, and not properly handled, and you know, too much excessive force used. But you know, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. But you know, I feel that there's a lot of situations like that that are not handled properly and just forgotten about and brushed under the carpet and things like that. You know,
we're gonna honor Corey on the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th is
well, thereabout.
They killed him. And then his birthday, I think, is after that, Frank. We've got to find out when his birthday is.
Yeah, I think generally society overreacts to, you know, people who are in a, emotional, mental type of crisis, though, really. You know what I mean?
He wasn't
in
any mental crisis, which is the weird part. He wasn't. They were. They wanted him off the field, and the way they did it was the way in which, you know, I said, and that was really disgusting. Really.
Yeah, but they tried to use it as an excuse, as like a child who was, having mental problems.
All he said is, "Let me have one more 3-point shot." What? And he lived, and the poor kid had ADHD. What? And he really wasn't reacting that badly for them to do that much of a reaction. You could see it all on film and hear it all on film. Nothing was wrong and nothing was that grave that they had to react that badly. So you could have gone to a basketball game and had something deflect in you on the head the same way that deflected off the rim. He was playing basketball. That's all he was doing. And that's all that showed in the video. And that's what I said to the protective services for the kids and, you know, child protective services. And guess what?
They don't protect them.
So we will investigate it. And then they came back and said, it's been ruled an accident. Ruled a freaking accident with ligatures on a child's neck. What that means is somebody overtly, strangled him.
Yeah,
period.
I mean, that's impossible. Somebody did that on purpose. It's forceful. There's no way that was an accident. Accidents like that just don't happen. I think that society just doesn't have patience for, you know, children, you know, in certain types of situations.
The kid was disabled, and that went against him. See, that's what happens.
A lot of times when you're in a crisis, if you're disabled, you know, your disability will be used against you, and they'll say, oh, well, he's disabled or she's disabled, and they don't know how to handle their emotions, and they're too sensitive because, you know, they depend on society for
and
care.
People don't know how to react and help a person who's disabled.
Yeah, and when
I don't have time to tell the story, but I helped somebody who was disabled and violent a couple of weeks ago on the subway.
And when they see a disabled person in a situation, a lot of times people will just stare or shake their head or, oh, my God, I could never deal with that. Or, you know, they'll just brush off.
Listen, we
got to
go. Excuse me, Anthony. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had some fun. And we'll try to get some of the other stuff in next week on the frolic that we missed. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And around the world, Inner Sight, phone number 631-224-3090, Baccaro's, May 21st, honor Joe Arion. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank
good night,
you.
Everybody.
Inner Sight.
Have a good night.